Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Draft day. We're talking everything Ravens on your home for the best draft coverage. 105.7 The Fan.
I think offensive line is pretty stacked across the board in most rounds. I think receiver is a really deep draft this year. You know, those would be two. I think, you know, I mentioned running back. I think that you'll see a lot of running backs get drafted probably starting in the third round. Well, I think it depends on, you know, best player and also team need both. I mean, so, you know, if there's a player that's there that we think is too good to pass up on, we're going to take that player. We've proven that. We've shown that. You know, I think it's a solid class. Certainly probably not at the level of the receiver and offensive line. You know, very cyclical. But definitely some players who can come in right away and probably compete to start for us.
As Eric DaCosta a couple weeks back, the always fun Liars Luncheon, talking at that point about the depth at cornerback in the 2024 draft, which the Ravens need a cornerback and could go there, of course, at pick number 30 when it's all said and done. But we don't know. We'll find out tonight because the draft begins at 8 o'clock. And when he talks about, Vinny, the cornerback draft, top heavy, then does it kind of level off a little bit after that?
Top heavy, then falls off. Yes. So if you want one, you got to get one. But that's kind of, Bob, they say the same thing about the tackles. If you don't, and everything you read, and even the betters, they're, what is it, 10 O-linemen going in the first round? And then there's a drop. Then I mean, there's guys available after that, linemen available that probably can't come in and start for you. They can come in, probably compete, and maybe eventually become a starter type guy. But plug and play, probably not. So, I mean, that's why for the Ravens at 30, whoever they get, got to be a plug and play guy. And they'll be there. That guy will be there at tackle. You know, the thing you got to worry about is you know, we're not the only ones talking about that. Everybody else, you know, like Washington, they don't have a left tackle. They've got 36 and 40. They got two twos. They're going to be coming to get a tackle, to jump ahead. You watch, like Green Bay or somebody will trade back. So it's going to be interesting to see because they're going to come flying off the board, those offensive tackles. And I mean, if you're the Raven, you may have to go up a little bit. That would be that Eric hadn't done that before. And then when he talks about, you know, taking the best player available, if somebody falls to you, he's talking like Kyle Hamilton fell to them.
Sure.
And, you know, that's kind of like no brainer, even though it's not a position of need. Now, I would think, Bob, at 30, the only thing, I don't think an offensive player falls just because it's going to be an offensive draft. Everybody's talking about it. It's not a strong defensive draft. You know, I mean, there's good pass rushers. There's not the elite pass rushers. There's good corners. There's not the Sauce Gardner corners. D linemen, they're okay. Murphy is the guy, but I mean, he's not Warren Sapp. He's not a top. So there's no defensive player really worthy of a top 10 pick.
So that could bode well for the Ravens when it's all said and done. We also heard Eric DaCosta talking about the depth at O-line throughout the draft. So the Ravens could theoretically get a tackle in the second round if they choose to go cornerback in the first, which we'll get to. Got draft profiles coming your way. But he also talked about wide receiver. And I guess at 30 anyway, Vinny, it's off the board for Baltimore because they extended Rashad Bateman yesterday pretty much as we were walking out the door.
Yeah. Yep. And I'm happy they did, Bob. I mean, because I think the kid's got some talent. He just needs to get on the same page. Everybody on that offensive, you know, coaches, quarterback, Bateman, get on the same page. And I'll say this, if they make him a part of the offense, and what do I mean by a part? Give him some balls and throw it to him early and let him be engaged in the game. Because the thing with receivers, and you ask any receiver, you throw it to him early, you get him engaged in the game, you get a lot better player than a guy that you don't throw him a ball in the first half. Then you get the, you know.
Check, please.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I mean.
Here's your 20%.
Oh, tip. He's throwing me a deep ball? You know. So that's why. And I think Harbs and Eric are all in on that, and they showed it by extending him. So message sent. And I think the message was sent to Bate and to everybody, like right after when Harbs made those comments about him. So I think it's good. I think he's going to have a good year this year.
And it goes back to what we've talked about, Vinny, for the last 2 months. And Jonas Schaefer is going to be joining us in studio, Baltimore Banner. We're going to concentrate on the draft, AFC North style. But Jonas did the film breakdown, statistical analysis, where he was one of the best receivers in the NFL and getting separation, getting open. But he never got thrown to. And even in 22, when he averaged 19 yards of reception, his target share wasn't all that great. He was making most of the opportunities. So is it incumbent on Lamar to recognize what he's doing out there? Or is he always kind of the third dude in the route tree? I mean, how's this going to have to improve for Rashad Bateman to live up to that first round status?
I think what'll be big, Bob, is Lamar's got to believe in him. Lamar's got to believe in Bateman. That's the whole thing. And it's not about, you know, well, you know, it's takes two to tango. No, this is all about Lamar's got to believe in him. You got to prove to Lamar that I want to throw you the ball. Even in situations where I shouldn't throw it to you, I'm throwing it to you because you know what? You bet you're probably going to make a play for me because you make plays for me. And that's what quarterbacks do. Trust. Do I have trust? I mean, he'll throw it to Mark Andrews when he's double covered.
Sure.
So that's what Bateman has to earn.
Did it to Likely in the championship game.
Bateman was wide open.
Exact. Boy, that's Exhibit A if I haven't seen one.
No doubt.
But Bateman, he's sticking around. So if they go wide receiver, back to the point, I guess, Vinny, we're even more flummoxed than normal with this selection. If, you know, Xavier Worthy sitting there at 30 and they go there and Jordan Morgan's there, then we're kind of questioning things, I'm assuming.
I'm guessing they won't get an A for the draft.
Right.
That pick.
Not even from the media?
I don't think so.
They get a pick Norm and they get an A in the draft in previous years. But we got a lot to get into. Offensive line need, sure. They'll go running back eventually. Yep. But what Eric say, the sweet spot's probably third through five.
Yeah, and I would think they probably have they have them stacked, you know, and it's just how it falls and when the run starts. And if the run, I'm guessing there's going to be a run on running backs, just like in free agency. I mean, right out of the gate, bam, 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 bam. And, you know, and there was 6, 7, 8 of them went. And that's how it'll go in the draft. I mean, there may be maybe one goes in the second, maybe the Texas kid or whatever, but when the run starts, there may be like 6 running backs go in the third round.
Now, the Ravens have the 30th pick as we stay in the AFC North. Cincinnati has pick number 18 in the first round. Trey Hendrickson news kind of came out of nowhere. They did give T. Higgins his fifth round. They picked up the fifth round option. Yeah. He wants a long-term deal. He made it clear he wants out. But Trey Hendrickson, that one kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked. I mean, he's got 2 years left on his deal. He wants more money.
Yeah, agent was the one popping off yesterday.
Yeah,
too.
So he's got 2 years left at 30 mil. And he feels like he's outplayed that contract, which, you know what, in reality, he probably has. So does he I don't know what the Bengals historically have done. You know, if they'll give a guy a little bump and he's still got 2 years left on a contract. Some teams won't. They won't negotiate if you got 2 years left on your deal.
And they've been historically cheap.
Yes, they have.
As we understand, Browns have no first-round pick. As a matter of fact, they will not make their first selection barring trade until pick number 54 overall.
Thank you, Deshaun Watson.
That's in the second round, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, Deshaun Watson still killing them. Yeah, so it's going to be it's going to be interesting to see what they do. You know, I mean, they've got a their draft, they got to hit big in the second, third rounds. They got to find players in the second, third rounds. I mean, this is the first time the Rams have been drafted in the first round, in 8 years?
I think Roman Gabriel was the quarterback
the
last time.
Probably so. And they may take a quarterback.
Yeah, Steelers have the 20th pick. And a lot of buzz, hubbub, whatever it is, speculation. They're going with a guy from Duke, that Barton flexible lineman, center guardy.
Yeah, and I was hearing something the other day, Bob. He's falling out of the first after the medical rechecks or something. I'm thinking they're going O-tackle, you know, which is bad for the Ravens.
5-8-8-1-0-5-7 The Fed draft day. Suggestions, we'll take them for what the Ravens do at 30. 410-583-1057 Total request Thursday. As we said, Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner in studio from 11 to 12. Mike Bordick's going to be joining us 10:30. Oriole Hall of Famer. Talk about what happened in Anaheim yesterday afternoon. Hey, good for the Orioles. Bad maybe for baseball. What's the point of having a replay system if you still get the calls wrong?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's finally here. Draft Day. 105.7 The Fan is your home for the best coverage of the Ravens and the NFL.
That's unbelievable.
That's a joke. That's a joke. Absolutely ridiculous. It is clear on the replay that Adele was safe, and it is a ridiculous way to end this game. That's garbage.
Joe Adele obviously upset too because he felt he got his foot in there. This game is completely different here. He had a chance.
Well, as we said yesterday, sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bum. It's Vinny at Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. Total request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send a request, pause, port tax line at 410-583-1057. Starting at 11 o'clock, you'll get your votes in for Featured Artist Friday. Draft stuff coming hot and heavy. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, joining us in studio. 11 o'clock. Mike Bordick coming up here in a couple of minutes. Oriole Hall of Famer talking about what happened yesterday. Orioles beat the Angels 6-5. Orioles are up 6-0. Then the Angels chip away. Joe Adell, who had a good series. He walks. Looks like he steals second base. Now, he was called out by the home plate ump. And first glance, in real time, or a second base ump, rather, Nick Lenz, he looked out.
Yeah.
By the way, safe out, replay this, replay that, which we'll get to in a second. That was a hell of a throw from James McCann.
That was a great throw and a great tag.
And then Gunner with the papap. But Joe Adell was safe.
Yeah.
And every angle that they showed, and I don't know what angle that New York has. They must have Big Brother in New York. His foot, that tag was high. The foot was on the bag. And after a few minutes of, Zapruder film watching, call Stan, you're out. See it. That was Bally Sports, as you can tell on the call. And garbage, yes. If this was reversed and it was against the Orioles, we'd have a big problem with that. And we'll talk to Mike Bordick here in a second, or at the bottom of the hour. We get it. And the game is fast. The athletes are bigger, stronger, faster in every sport. And it just keeps evolving and evolving with each passing generation. I mean, the human error is part of the equation.
You know?
But one thing they have at their disposal is all this technology, video and otherwise, to make sure that getting calls wrong. And I think the problem, Vinny, and look, I'm always wrong, is that there's not enough evidence to overturn, because you're always going to give the benefit of the doubt to the official in any sport.
Right.
Well, they ruled it this way. And there has to be irrefutable evidence that says we can overturn. It's not about hurting feelings. It's about getting the call right.
Yeah.
And he was safe. That being said, tough luck for you. Orioles win the game 6-5. They win the series 2-1. They go 4-2 on the road trip. They're back at home starting tomorrow night against the A's. Then the Yankees come in for four for epic. Yeah, that's going to be a bleep show, and we'll be at Pickles. It's going to be great. Me, Ryan, and Mike Bordick and all that fun stuff. But anyway, Gunnar Henderson.
Huh.
I mean, come on.
He's a freak.
Really?
Come on.
Westberg, if you missed the play, everybody, I suggest you Googleize it or go to YouTube, check it out. Ground ball gets through Westberg, who was probably pissed that he didn't make the play himself. Because it bounced under his glove. Then Gunner on the backhand side gets up, laser beams to first. Nice snag by Mountcastle, by the way, at first base. That was an incredible, incredible play. And the reason Jackson Holliday is going to be playing second for the Orioles is because he don't make that throw. There might be 0.02% of people walking the face of this planet that make that throw. Young Manny, who, by the way, applied it straight at third base, but, Manny at 22 probably hoses that guy as well. But that was an incredible, incredible play. By the way, how many times did you get on base yesterday? 5?
Yeah. I mean, he just had a phenomenal game. I mean, every time he looked up, he was doing something awesome. I mean, the guy is fun to watch. He's spectacular. I mean, it is what it is. Yeah. He's a great player.
And he was like the 30th pick of the draft. Yeah. He wasn't even number one guy. And all you people saying, well, they should have took Bobby Witt number one, with all due respect to Adam. Come on, man. Come on. I like day drinking as much as anybody. Their foundation players are Adley Rutschman and Gunnar Henderson.
Yep.
That's a Ozzie Newsome. Not yet. Let's not get carried away. But Ozzie Newsome's first two draft picks, Jonathan Ogden, and Ray Lewis.
Yep.
And everything else. Now, he had some whiffs in there. Let's not totally kiss his ass here. He had some. Look, Rashad Bateman's the first round receiver to ever get a second contract
from
the Ravens. So they've had some problems. But when you set the bar that high, you can live off of those laurels and then draft a bunch of other all pros and Hall of Famers after that. Ed Reed, Terrell Suggs come to mind. Suggs not in, but he will be. You get the point. Elias's first draft. Adley Rutschman and Gunnar Henderson.
Yeah.
And you Rutschman. Your foundation. And the thing is, all this sucky Oriole baseball that Nolan grew up with, and even that we had to live through from 17 through 21, Adley Rutschman, Gunnar Henderson, they played on winning baseball teams. The Orioles turnaround started when Adley Rutschman, they haven't been swept in a series since then. They've been well up over 600% baseball since he's been here, and then Gunnar adding to the equation, the Hayeses, the Mountcastles, the Mullinses, the Santanders, they dealt with the suckage. And you don't think they're living in the glory of winning? But this Gunnar Henderson kid, I'm not Casey Stengel, but he's pretty damn good at what he does.
I don't know what he can't do, Bob, because he can run, he can throw, he can hit for average defense. Yeah, leadoff hitter, he can steal bases, he can do it all. And with Rutschman, Bob, he's just, you know, like, you'll look up and you'll say, damn, Rutschman's hitting 300. Really?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it just quietly, he just does his deal.
Yeah, technically it's 327 because he had a great road trip, and the power's going to come eventually for him. So the Orioles take 2 out of 3. From the Angels, frustration city with Los Angeles, and I'd be frustrated. But then again, you fall behind 6-0. I mean, what do you want? You want gifts to get back in the game? Let's get out to the phones. Mike Bordick joining us to talk about that next. And then we're going to have a draft profile. Cornerback, guy that could be around a 30. It is an area of need, so stay tuned for that. Mike Bordick coming up soon. But let's go to Rob in Bel Air. Rob, thanks for holding. What's happening on this Total Request Thursday? Rob?
Hey.
Oh, there you go. Sorry about that. Let's go to Antonio in Rosedale. Antonio, what's up?
How you guys doing?
Wonderful.
Happy Friday Eve, guys.
No, today's Thursday, isn't it?
It's Friday Eve. Nah, I don't want Friday Eve unless I get the day off. It's either Happy Friday or it's still Thursday, Antonio. Yeah. I'm an old curmudgeon.
Two earned runs. In a combined 11 innings, how good is Suarez and Kramer contributing in the Orioles starting rotation? And you guys have a wonderful day.
All right, Antonio. Happy Thursday Eve to you, my friend. Let's see. Suarez, I'm guessing he's going to give up a run eventually. But what he's done the first two starts, which have been two Oriole wins, has been outstanding. Outside Vinny, and I believe you were at the game when he got roughed up by Milwaukee, Kramer, the numbers were inflated against Kansas City because the bullpen gave up some inheritance, but he was outstanding at 10K, ties a career high, had a no-hitter through four.
Yeah.
Dean Manbon gets his first win. Burns awesome. Grayson's awesome. I'm satisfied with Kramer because, I mean, he goes to pitch. I'm confident the Orioles have a chance to win that day. Suarez, hey, bring it. As long as it lasts, enjoy the ride. Cole Irvin's will be coming off his best start as an Oriole. Let's see if he can sustain that as you wait for Bradish, who's pitching tomorrow for Norfolk. Meansy, who's, I don't know what's going on down there in Norfolk, and Tyler Wells eventually. And then sooner or later, a Magic Bean's going to turn into a starter, I would assume.
Bob, I was kind of surprised when they took Kramer out, you know.
Pitch count was kind of high. 100. He was pushing 100, yeah.
Because, I mean, it wasn't.
And then Webb comes up and gives up a two-run.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kramer was probably surprised, too.
Kramer was probably running hot.
He was like Kramer from Seinfeld. Vinny and Andy, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, is going to be joining us in the draft profile number one of the day. It's draft night, 8 o'clock. Ravens have the 30th pick. What are they going to do? Cornerback is an area of need because Bateman got an extension. We think that means wide receiver off the board, but you never know. That's why we play the game. So Bordy next. That draft profile, that Jonas Schaefer in studio. I don't know if Jonas has ever been in here before. He should wear a sweater or take his sweater off because this thing fluctuates around here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baltimore's only station talking Ravens draft all day long. 105.7 The Fan.
Except for now. 5880-1057 The Fan. Total request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Bob Haiti, Vinny Serrato. Send that request, 410-583-1057 to the Plaza for text line. Starting at 11 o'clock, get your votes in for Featured Artist Friday. That reveal coming up around 1:45 or so. But the Orioles go 4-2 on the road trip, including yesterday's finale against the Angels, 6-5. A little controversy at the end. Here to talk about that more, he's on the Maryland Sports Commission fan hotline. He's Oriole Hall of Famer. And most importantly, our colleague here on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. He's Mike Bordick. Bordy, what's up?
Hey, Bob, how's it going, man?
It's going all right. And we were just talking about it here, me and Vinny, about the replay system. And, hey, look, it works because there's some calls that are so egregious that if it wasn't for replay and wouldn't get overturned, we'd be losing our minds. So it helps to some level. But if you're Ron Washington, what are you saying to yourself right now about what happened at the end of the game?
Well, obviously, he wishes that call would have gone the other way, that's for sure. But a little surprising that they'd run in that kind of situation. But, you know, Ron Washington's not one to not stay aggressive. I think that's just part of his managing style. So he might be kicking himself a little bit, running into that out to end the game. But, you know, I also think he needs his team to stay aggressive. And on both ends of the ball. They've had their ups and downs this year for sure.
Safe or out, Mike Bordick?
You saw the replays.
On the Mike Bordick eye test here, safe or out?
Yeah, after the replay, he was safe. But but I thought the tag was great. Now, listen, it's those borderline plays, right, that if it's inconclusive, so you've just got to do things properly. And then hope that it's so bang bang that they can't turn it over. And I thought Gunnar put a great tag down, and I thought it was a good throw too, up the line a little bit, gives them an opportunity to put that tag down before the foot gets in there. So you still got to execute. You know, sure there might be a little bit of luck on your side sometimes, but execute the right way and good things will happen.
Now, speaking of Gunnar Henderson, I mean, the kid's a stud. I mean, we're stating the obvious. He's a brilliant young ball player. And Bordy, you saw when Manny first came up and all the great things he did defensively, the bat started to come alive in 2013. But that play he made at shortstop, and you were a great defensive shortstop yourself, compare it to anyone. Who makes that play walking around now in Major League Baseball that he made yesterday?
There's a handful that have that kind of arm strength, right? I think the shortstop up in Pittsburgh's pretty good.
O'Neill Cruz, yeah.
Yeah, Cincinnati. So there are a couple pretty good arms out there. But as far as just athleticism, and I feel like he's getting a little flair, a little more showmanship about his game too. Not saying you got to be arrogant or cocky, but just his pure emotion sells everybody on his passion for the game and his want to do good. And when he comes up with a big play and then there's a big fist bump, I mean, he's all in it, all in every moment, and has great focus right now on both sides of the baseball.
All right, and we're going to continue to smooch Gunnar Henderson's rear end, hopefully for another 10, 15 years wearing an Orioles uniform. But what about the job that Dean Kramer did yesterday? And, you know, 5-plus, 10 Ks, ties a career high. Pitch count got a little elevated there. But we talk about Burns and Grayson. Yeah, okay, he got shelled a little bit the other night. But we know top-end Orioles can match any two, I would think, Mike. Most teams in the big leagues. But what about the wild card that Dean Kramer is going to be for this team moving forward here?
You know, it's unbelievable. It seems like every time he needs to step up, he does. There are going to be some of those games where you just kind of, you scratch your head a little bit, and then it's like, oh, Dean needs a bounce back start right here. And all he does is a great job. I mean, no different last night. I thought he was a little flat his last outing. And man, oh man, did he have everything working in last night's ball game. It's fun to see. And I think it's great for him to acknowledge that, yeah, you got that kind of stuff, man. Trust it and work with what you got. So, yeah, I think last night was a great start for him. And it just makes things more complicated, that's for sure. When all is said and done, and hopefully Bradish and Means are back, just how the rotation's going to fall.
Hey, Bordy, any concern with the bullpen?
You know, every time – I'm always concerned about a bullpen, but I really think they've been excellent, especially on this last road trip. A lot of guys have stepped up. I think they're kind of showing, you know, that they have some resilience. Some of these guys have been a little bit up and down, but it looks like things are stabilizing out there a little bit with as far as what the roles are and guys accepting it and being ready to go. So, you know, I think I don't think they've found their groove just yet. But I think it's a confident group right now out in the Oral bullpen. I mean, it ain't easy to go out on the West Coast and play the way they did.
Now, Bordy, Kirst had the other night 3 strikeouts, and then he had a couple, you know, he missed a cutoff man, and then he fumbled the ball a little bit. Growing pains a little bit?
Well, I think, you know, offensively, he'll make the adjustment probably a lot quicker than defensively. I mean, I think that's always kind of been the knock on him. Where are you going to find a position? And in the big leagues, mistakes get magnified. I mean, they're so costly at the big league level, the way opponents capitalize on just basic mistakes, not even talking about an error, but just where to throw the ball, throwing it to the wrong base. Guys take 90 feet on outfielders all the time. And that stuff's going to show up, man, for this team that obviously wants to win as many games as they can. If there are just mistakes that you can't trust a guy at a position, you know, that's a red flag. There's no doubt about it. And I think what Brandon's got is an opportunity to kind of mix and match with the lineup. He's got so many great pure hitters in that lineup right now that, you know, he could spell Kirstead where he doesn't have to bring his glove to the field that day and just let him be the DH. I think there are ways to get the most out of your players, for sure. And they've got a boatload of really good players right now.
Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick, our colleague, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts here on The Fan. Mike, last thing for you. We're going to be down at Pickles starting on Monday, getting ready for the Yankees 4-game series. We'll be there for 3 days. Now, you're from New England. You played in New York for the Mets. So, you know, you've been heckled in Yankee Stadium at Fenway Park. Fan base most annoying. Boston or New York? Or are they equally, you know, go bleep yourself level here?
Oh, baby. Yeah, it's pretty tough because there are times. I guess one thing I really appreciated about, you know, sometimes Yankees fans, as hard as they can be on an opponent and even tough on their own players, I think they really appreciated good baseball. So even as a, you know, opposition, they may say some stuff, but I know deep down they truly appreciate just really great baseball, and even if it's from an opponent. Boston, it's different there, man. That is an intense fan base that if you do something good or bad, they're going to think you're the worst thing that ever came to New England. So I don't know. I guess any given day it can be different, but more times than not, the Red Sox fans take it a little bit over the edge, I think. Than the New York fan base.
Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer. Bordy, we'll see you on Monday down at Pickles. We can heckle Yankee fans together. How's that sound?
There you go. Sounds good. Love it. All right, Bob.
Mike Bordick, everybody. It's Vinny at 81057. The Fan will come back. Draft profile number one of the day. As the draft starts tonight at 8 o'clock, it's in Detroit. Chicago Bears have the number one pick. Caleb Williams expected to go 1. Jaden Daniels 2. Do things get interesting after that? Stay tuned. Jonas Schaefer from the Baltimore Banners joining us in studio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
11 o'clock.
With the 30th pick.
This is Vinny's Draft Profiles.
The Baltimore Ravens select.
Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
third down. Dart, middle of the field, and it's incomplete. Nearly intercepted by McKinstry.
CBS on the call. Draft tonight. First round starts at 8 o'clock live from Detroit. All sorts of networks covering that exciting thing, including ours, 105.7 The Fan, with multiple programs dedicated to it. It's Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Ravens could use a cornerback, and one of the top ones in this year's draft out of the University of Alabama, Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Yeah, old Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid's 5'11 and a half, 199, ran 4.47. Had a fracture in his foot and ran a 4.47. Jersey won, 32-inch arms, which is good for a corner, 8.5 hands, which is little. He's a junior. He's a five-star recruit out of Alabama. He was Defensive Player of the Year in Alabama in 2021, 11 games, 23 tackles, one pass broken up, one interception. Quarterback rating, throwing at him, 79-7. 22, 12 games, 35 tackles, 13 PBUs, one interception. Quarterback rating, 59. And in 23, 14 games, 32 tackles, two tackles for loss, two pass defense, no interceptions. Punt returner in 22 and 23. Strengths, he's well-built, gets hands on wide receiver and press. He's got good ball skills, good pedal, plant, drive in zone. Shows a burst, good feel on the blitz, good patience and press, very good zone awareness, good arm length, quick feet, good start-stop, loose hips, good punt return ability. Shows burst and make you miss ability on punt returns. Good awareness in zone. Smart player. He shows good ball skills. Versatile. Played outside and the slot. Good motor. Vocal on the field. Weaknesses. Needs to wrap the tackle. Needs to do better job getting off of blocks. Deep speed. Must do better. He must do better denying the deep ball. He struggles versus physical wide receivers on sharp breaks. We'll have to get hands off wide receivers in the NFL. Must find deep ball. Likes to face guard. In summary, Kool-Aid, he's a good player that has good corner skills. He can play out or to slot. Good athlete. Good pedal plant drive. He'll need work playing the deep ball and getting hands off receivers deep. He's a willing tackler but needs to be more consistent. Is an outstanding punt returner. So that's why Kool-Aid is not listed as a top guy, you know, because there's too many weaknesses that he's had. And, Bob, I don't know if it's Alabama or what, but, I mean, we said the same thing on the deep ball with Marlon Humphrey, too, you know. And they're very well coached there with Nick Saban. So they're all very good zone players, and they understand that part of it. He needs to improve his tackling and – you know, the little hands probably don't help because he doesn't have a ton of interception production. And that's why Arnold moved ahead of him, you know, of the two. They got two corners that may go in the first round.
Terry and Arnold.
Yeah. Yep. So, but Kool-Aid, is he a great player? No, he's a good player. He'll be a solid player. I think kind of like what Eric was saying, there's guys that can come in and compete to start. I think he comes in and competes to start and then he's got outstanding return ability, so maybe he can help in the return game too.
But if you pick him 30, I would assume you want him to start, not compete to start.
Well, he'd probably have to compete with Marlon, right, to start outside, or you know maybe he'd have to compete to start on the inside. I mean, if you pick him at 30, Bob, and you take him over a tackle or whatever, he better be in there. He better be in that 11 somewhere.
No doubt about it. Mel Kiper Jr., Baltimore Zone, Calvert Hall. What's up? Go Cardinals. As Kool-Aid number 5, rated cornerback in this year's draft class. Field Yates, one of the 5,000 mock drafts that are out there, has Kool-Aid going number 31 right after the Ravens to the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, and I think that's probably in the range that he's going to go. And could he go to Bob? They like Alabama players, so I mean, would I be shocked if the Ravens took him? No. The reason to me that the Ravens would take him is there's not a tackle there that they think that's left that can come in and start. Because, I mean, if you're sitting, Eric's sitting in that room, his armpits would be sweating tonight, you know, like around to when the old linemen start, keep going off the board, and you know, like, damn, you know, and I'm being nice what probably saying, but, you know, every time an old lineman's, he's probably screaming, F this, F, you know, and then you start sweating more because, oh, do we need to move up, you know, because it starts to get tense as you get closer to your pick, and you don't want it to be where you don't have any guys left.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It is draft day. Ravens have the 30th pick in the first round. Starts tonight at 8 o'clock. Vinny and Ken Wyman going to get you rolling starting at 8 o'clock. We got Inside Access mocking it up. We got Cordell, Glenn, and Rita getting you rolling from 6 to 8. So the draft is covered in a big way, including our next hour here. As Jonas Schaefer from the Baltimore Banner joins us. Orioles win yesterday 6-5, not without controversy. Off today, back home. Oakland coming to town. Yankees next week. We got that covered later in the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.